Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is Memorial Day 2020, Monday, May 25th. Highs of 88 today with a 40% chance for showers. And we're into our summertime pattern now, so I'll give you the rain chances moving ahead. Tuesday, 60%. Then 70 on Wednesday, 70 on Thursday, 40 on Friday, 40 Saturday, 30 Sunday. And barring any tropical weather, that's pretty much going to be it till October. I hate to say it, but that's the way it goes here in New Orleans. Michael Heck joins us now, CEO, President and CEO of GNO Inc. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. Good morning, Tommy. Nice to talk to you.
Well, nice to have you two with us. Tell me about phase one thus far, and forgive me, Michael, but I'm having a mental moment here. Is it just Orleans Parish? Yes, right? GNO Inc.? No.
No, we are the 10. We're Southeast Louisiana, so we're South Shore, North Shore, and River Region, so 10 parishes, but we've also got our Super Region working closely with the Bayou and Baton Rouge, so we kind of shape-shift, you know, from local all the way to statewide, depending on the issues. So we've been looking at it statewide, Tommy, and, you know, it feels pretty good here in Louisiana. The numbers are staying down. The curve seems to remain flat, but even more interestingly, I saw an analysis last week from JP Morgan Chase of not just every state, but of every country around the world that has come out of lockdown. And almost without exception, so far, there have been fewer infections after lockdown and not more. So, you know, I think that there's good kind of empirical reasons for us to be, you know, cautiously optimistic coming into this thing.
I saw a story, and I was trying to find it, but I couldn't. But I did see it. I don't think I made it up about...
I believe you, Tommy.
You know, Michael, I either read it or somebody told me about it or I made it up or dreamt it. I don't know. Anyway, moving on. No, about restaurant owners or managers having a hard time finding employees with this unemployment situation where they make more staying home than they would going to work. Is that a problem?
Yeah, it is. It's a real challenge. I mean, the reality is that the way it works right now is that you can make in Louisiana almost $900 a week staying home. So you can be making, you know, the equivalent of $55,000 a year staying home. And that's a challenge. There is a very real workaround, though, that I'd love for your listeners to understand, which has not been publicized. But let me say it, and folks can get in touch with me at GNO Inc. if they want more information.
Michael, let me take an early break here so you'll have uninterrupted time when we come back so you don't have to stop you in the middle, okay?
Oh, bless your heart.
And we'll talk about the workaround as it relates to unemployment and making more staying at home than going to work. And that, of course, you got to qualify that, I think, by saying the short term. Michael Hecht is our guest, President and CEO of GNO Inc. If you have any questions or comments about phase one, the business in the area, text him 87870 and I'll pass them along to him. And we're going to take a break. Be right back here on WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL 823 on this Memorial Day morning. Still to come, we're going to talk to Dr. Tim Peterson next half hour about the blood center. They are in a critical situation there and desperately need donations of blood. Then between 9 and 10, we're going to spend an hour talking about the differences between the last real pandemic I believe I'm accurate in saying that, pandemic we had in this country with the Hong Kong flu of 1968, and the differences between and similarities between that and COVID-19 and then and now. Michael Hecht, president, CEO of GNO Inc. We're talking about a little, I don't know what you would call it, discrepancy or whatever, a quirk in the unemployment system after the stimulus package that pays people, in essence, you said, what, $59,000, something like that? It would be $59,000 a year?
Well, you can, you know, yeah, I mean, you know, it depends by the state, but people can basically make $1,000 a week, more or less, depending on the state. Mm-hmm.
And what's the vacation policy with that?
Permanent vacation, brah.
Somebody texted that in. Yeah, but $59,000 to stay at home, but what about the vacation policy? That's a nice deal if they got a tree from which you can go pick money. Unfortunately, somebody's got to do the work in the country. And you could talk about a workaround as far as employers go or employees or what, Michael? The floor is yours.
Yeah, thanks again, Tommy. There is a totally legal and I think totally viable workaround to this that allows employees to get the full benefit, but still allows them and their employer to enjoy them coming to work, which I think most people would prefer to do. Here's how it works. If you make at least $1 less than the state unemployment threshold, then you qualify for the federal $600. And plus there's a $50 bonus. So let me give you an example of this, okay? If you had an employee that was working at Tommy Company, okay, they could get paid $245 by you per week, which is $2 less than the $247, which is the Louisiana maximum. Then you could pay them $50 more. It doesn't count. They would qualify because of that $2 of unemployment that they were qualified for the full $600 for federal. So you add that together, you're paying them $245, plus they get a $50 bonus on that, right? Then you could get the $600 a federal employee, right? For federal unemployment, they can make close to $900 a week while staying employed. And so this is a way that you can still keep people at work, but they can enjoy the $600 federal bonus as long as it's in place, which will be till July 31st. And this hasn't been very publicized, but it's a totally viable way for you not to penalize your employees, but keep them at work.
And there's no unemployment money coming from the state under that scenario, right?
They would get $2 under the $245 because the max is $247, so they get $2.
All right. And I don't think there's anything sketchy about that at all, because I got to believe everybody in their right minds, well, you would think, that voted for the stimulus package, the idea was to help people in this time that couldn't find work, not what's the word I'm thinking of? Pay them to sit at home and not work.
No, it was not. I think the idea was to make sure that as we worked through this, that frankly, everybody felt that the government was taking care of them. This, to some degree, I think, Tommy, was a reaction to 2008, when the sense was that Wall Street got bailed out, but not Main Street. And I think there's probably some wisdom to that, because the last thing that you'd want as we're going through this terrible and unprecedented time is to have social unrest because people feel that they are being punished or not being supported. But, you know, it does look like it went too far, because it's creating this strange situation where totally rational people are saying, I'm just going to stay home. But this workaround, if your employees actually do want to come back to work, money notwithstanding, is a great way to do it. It's totally legal. And again, what it turns on, Tommy, is that in order to qualify for the $600 of federal unemployment, you have to qualify for just a dollar of state. So as long as you're qualifying for at least a dollar of state unemployment, you get $600.
See, and that seems, I guess I would start with the employer reaching out to employees with this. I presume that's legal. And the reason I say that is, you know, this is not going to go on forever. When does it end, Michael?
July 31st, the current one ends, yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be here before you know it. There's no guarantee that there's going to be another one. I don't know that anybody, even if you're sitting at home right now, would not, after all of this, unless you have a legitimate concern about your safety, I guess, would not want to get back to work. But would there be anything wrong with an employer? And tell me again where they can get details on this, Michael.
So you can get details at the Louisiana Workforce Commission, or folks can go to our website, We actually have a one-page unemployment FAQ at ganoinc.org/coronavirus that details this out. But it's totally legal. And again, the way it works is that if you qualify for just a dollar of state unemployment, then you can qualify for the full $600 of federal. And that's basically the legal pivot on which this turns.
And if somebody is sitting at home, again, thinking, I'm going to ride this out, you got to keep in mind it is going to end at some time. And you do want to make sure that there is a job there for you when you go back.
That's right. For all kinds of practical, and let's be honest, Tommy, psychological reasons, sometimes it's important for us to get out of the house.
Thank you, Michael. Yeah, I appreciate your time. I really do. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Have a great Memorial Day. Thank you, Tommy.
You too, sir. All right. We're going to take a break. Come back. Dr. Tim Peterson joins us, Medical Director of the Blood Center.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.